It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Researchers at Texas Tech University have discovered that low micronair cotton is highly effective at cleaning up oil spills. In fact, just 1 pound of cotton can absorb more than 30 pounds of dense crude. This research, funded in part by Cotton Incorporated, shows how unprocessed cotton can be an effective material for addressing ocean-based oil spills, just like the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf. Learn more at cottoninc.com. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
In tune with the icy conditions throughout much of the cotton belt the last 2 weeks, cotton prices have really just slid back and forth and a little bit sideways, just topsy-turvy. But unlike the highways, the price charts avoid any real drastic activity, and the trading channel really remains intact, and the nearby May ICE contract is some 2 cents above its major support level of 62 cents, so new crop December continues to trade around 2 cents of the 65-cent level, and I think we'll continue to see that. May and July contracts, absent any new speculative funds come in the market, I think will hold the range that they're in right now without any particular difficulty, and I think the cash basis should improve a bit yet as we move a little bit further out. I still am very hopeful for the May and the July contracts. But again, I think we are in a historical period, that is the month of March, that we see a few poor trading days, and the current season really will probably follow that. The spec longs are not getting out of the market. They're not taking their money out. They're simply just resting on the current positions and not adding any more money. So longer-term December projects higher, but I think now we're waiting on the next major report, the March 30 planning intentions report. Lo and behold, it's hard to believe that is going to be in just a little over 2 weeks. Of course, USDA has those feelers out now. Conditions will be, planning intentions will be based on conditions as of March 1. So that's what we're seeing now. Now, you know, the bearish news continues to come from the massive excess of the Chinese stocks or the world stocks. China holds some 60% of those stocks. All other countries have the 40% remainder. And it is significant fact that the primary exporting countries hold only 15-16% of the world's total stocks. Yet I would suggest to you it's even more importantly that those countries that hold the stocks of high-quality cotton, and that is the cotton for which demand is the greatest, those countries have only about 13 million bales of cotton and only about 10 to 11% of the cotton that's out there today. So that's not a lot of cotton to last for a period of time. And yes, the world stocks are burdensome, but I think the picture is extremely skewed to the bearish side because of the lack of quality stocks that are out there. Bears are also pointing to a decline in Chinese consumption, and yes, their data is correct, but the reality of that is that the news is actually more bullish than it is bearish. The Chinese mills are moving their locations to Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, those countries, and that relocation is going to continue as it's based primarily on wage rates. It's the Chinese investment, the Chinese mills that are moving. It's not new. It's not a closing of the Chinese mill without a replacement in somewhat equal or even more volume. And we're going to even see increased cotton consumption in those countries throughout Asia and Southeast Asia. And that's basically, that's without question offsetting the Chinese, the drop in Chinese spending. But the cotton growers are itching to plant more cotton in this market, but the market continues to signal that we need to hold off the season. So we'll go with what we have. The market signal is correct. We do need to hold off, but it's also telling us that quality cotton issue is real. But nevertheless, the December 2015 contract, in my opinion, is going to push the 70-cent level. And I think before all is said and done, we're going to ease above 70 cents for these, at least at some point in the trading time. Thank you so much for your time, and you have a good week.